Welcome to the podcast, Grand Dania.
They might not have it in Bathurst, though, the ability. Rex.
No, even when I fly, like interstate, I still go to the check-in. I want to see a person when I check in on a plane.
What a waste of time.
Is this the podcast intro that we're talking about?
Neither of you know how to fly properly.
Oh,
Ed lines up when it says go to gate and no one's even lining up.
Can I just?
And everyone was looking.
I understand why Ed does that.
Don't
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily.
Why?
Be, okay.
As
someone
space.
That's over 6 foot, thank it's you. Really important to have thank space so in the overhead locker to thank put your bags because it's okay when thank you're not
you.
That tall.
They'll
there's
just put
worse.
It anywhere
you.
For you.
They won't.
Put your hand up.
They will
you're
not.
You're Ed Cavalli. People, know, if you put your hand up on a flight and say, "Can you please put my bag
yeah,
somewhere there's no
diva.
Space?"
But what if it's all the way at the back and you're sitting mid plane or to the front of the plane? It's just it's a lot of unnecessary admin.
You're spending an extra half an hour on the plane because you get on so early.
I watch him. I start my movie.
Dude,
I sit down and I start my movie.
I don't want to talk
you
about
look like
now.
A loser, yeah, being the
do.
Only person standing at the front of the queue waiting for the gate to
and
open.
People knew maybe we walked in together, so people knew we were together, and I was embarrassed because I was associated.
Maybe just get a seat somewhere near the gate, so when it is time to get up, you can be one of the first.
Trust
there.
Me, it doesn't work.
And also, can
I'm
I say
in front
one more
of those
thing?
People.
He also has because he flies so much, he has status, which means he gets to use the priority boarding lane anyway.
Exactly.
So there's no lining up required.
It's when you but come last when they're calling your name in the airport.
Yeah.
Ed Cavalli.
Until
please
I
make
hear
your way to gate 14.
Good Ash London, please approach. That's when I get
that's
out from
when
the
you go.
Seat.
Nope. So
anyway, enjoy the podcast. We had a big one. The guy who offered to suck to fellatio it up on.
fellatio it up.
It's a want to
fellatio it up.
Andy King from the
was that
Fire
to the tune
Festival.
Of,
I want to sex you up.
Yeah, yep. And I'm annoyed about it because sex is already dirty. So now I have to think of another up song before I fellate me up before
oh,
you
go.
Go. All right, now I'm happy.
Ladies and gentlemen, hello, good morning, how you doing?
Today FM Breakfast.
Baby, it's a brand new day.
With Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London.
One, two, three, go. The rest of my life gonna start today.
Good morning, legends. Great to have you with us this morning. Partly cloudy today. A few showers about. Windy 2, 26 in the city.
Blah, 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 blah,
west.
Blah, blah. How tired are you, Grant? Daniel's direct.
I can't open my eyes.
Yeah.
I'm sleeping while I'm talking.
Got home from the hotel last night after Dancing with the Stars at what time?
I got to bed at midnight.
Midi.
Oh, you know what? It's my 9th anniversary today with my beautiful wife, Shezzy. Happy anniversary, Shezzy.
Oh, Shezzy and Granny, nine years. She looks like a supermodel this morning.
She looks great. Shez is here this morning. So,
yeah, she is.
Well, you've... Okay, we'll do that a little bit later.
I wonderfully repurposed a gift of some flowers that I got from the Channel 10 network ahead of the launch of Dancing with the Stars tonight and then gave them straight to my wife.
That's fantastic. Great.
Don't tell her.
We won't.
Were they stolen off the set of Changing Rooms?
She looks devastated.
Imagine that's
her. Well,
we want to hear.
We want to hear all about. We want all the backstage goss because I was watching. I was so proud of you.
You
were
so supportive. It was beautiful.
I was so
that
proud.
Jacket.
Oh,
that
the jacket you were wearing.
That GD was wearing. Oh, boy.
Everyone.
That was week one.
I don't know if it's a little too much. I think the bar is a little too high. Where do you go to from there?
I don't know, mate. The world is your oyster.
Leopard skin mankini next?
Why not?
Yes.
Yeah?
It looked like Aladdin had crashed his flying carpet into me. Like it was just, it was so heavy, so thick.
It was good, man.
It was beautiful. Well done, though.
All right. If you like it heavy and thick, you're in the right place. I have no segue, MC. Help
that's
me out.
That's okay.
That was
that's
pretty
right.
good.
Secret Sounds back this morning, $104,000. And I'm assuming most people, if they haven't seen the documentary about this failed Fire Festival, they've at least heard of it. It was meant to be the next big thing. It was an absolute disaster. Millions and millions of dollars
this
lost.
There's a guy in jail. There's a man in jail as we speak.
Yep. One guy came out of it, though, let's be honest, a complete hero for his commitment to the job.
Will you suck to fix this water problem?
Yeah.
He said, Andy, if you will go down and suck Cunningham's who's the head of customs, and get him to clear all of the containers with water, you will save this festival. I drank some mouthwash, and I got into my car to drive across the island to take one for the team.
Hey!
Hashtag hero. What a legend.
I can't listen to that enough.
McGill tried to do that last night for judges.
Yeah.
Neil.
That's...
His name is Andy King. His only Australian interview. It's going to be this morning.
A magical night last night, Dancing with the Stars. Great to see it back on our television screens. We had so much fun. My God.
Says the host. That was great. It was great to see it back on our television screens. Says the guy hosting it.
My mortgage appreciates it.
That's fantastic.
I was texting Chizzy in the audience being like, running commentary. It's looking great on TV. Grant looks relaxed. I felt like your second wife or something.
Oh, thanks, man.
Like not in a sexual way, like you're looking funny now. And I meant like on the team.
It's gonna be a good anniversary for me.
I wanted you to win.
Thank you.
That's what I meant.
It was a cool environment. It was very Coliseum-esque.
Was it?
A bit Thunderdome-y.
Thunderdome is the word. It had
multiple levels.
My mum was texting me and she said, Jet Kenny looks wonderful. Now, Jet Kenny, of course, is a son of something from Queensland, blonde.
Grant Kenny and Lisa Curry.
He's like a blonde hunk.
Looked like a mini Thor.
He's very, very, very attractive. He did well enough, I would imagine.
He did well. I think he got everybody pretty thirsty when he performed with his shirt open. But not everyone loved it, including our brand new judge, Craig.
Craig. Stiff, stiff, stiff. And not, darling, in a good way.
I'm not so sure because he couldn't stand up after his performance.
Yeah, I would imagine that. His buzzer was going off and he didn't even have a buzzer. Jet went too early with the shirt open. He came out with his dancer with the shirt open. Save it, mate.
No, he is saving it. He's leaving it somewhere to go. He'll have no shirt next week. That is layering for him.
Okay.
Should have stripped it off. Right,
yeah, exactly.
In the crescendo and then everyone's like, ah!
Tom Williams had a 10-year run from the shirt getting ripped.
I still remember that.
That's so true. No one, even when I won the series in Series 4, no one cared because people only remembered Tom Williams with his shirt off.
Were you in the shirt rip season?
No, I was the season after, but still.
Okay. Still.
Yeah, still no one ever remembered.
Now, okay, the other big one was Cass Thorburn.
Of course, under a fair bit of pressure. She'd been feeling it a little bit because this is her first foray into the spotlight.
Still got to do it, by the way.
She was on the front page of the paper, wasn't handling that very well.
She looked like she was going to vomit the whole time.
You still have to do the context. Carl Stefanovic's ex-wife.
Yeah, which we did. And now they didn't want to say that.
Are you kidding me?
I know, I knew you'd fire up.
Are you kidding me?
They didn't want to say
her name.
And now
here is an artist called Cass Thorburn.
Yeah, I know.
She's a lovely woman, but context is what we need.
Exactly.
So I made them say it.
Oh, classic.
Are you proud of me?
Yeah.
Because yes. I had like little Ed's conscience sort of sitting on one shoulder going, you have to say her name. No one knows who she is.
No. Was I on the other shoulder going, no, just be nice to her. She's got to be a woman in her own right.
I agree with that,
but not in that context you need to say who people are.
And for people to get behind her, which I believe they will, they need to know
the
context.
It's like when you say,
now she's a woman in her own right. Once you said it.
It's like you say, and now here's Grant Denyer, internet pervert. People need to know.
However, the fairy tale didn't finished so well for poor old Cass because the judging was harsh. Her performance was, she didn't blink for about 2.5 minutes. So that kind of gives you an idea of the fear that she was feeling at the time. And are we ready for a score? This is what you got.
Craig Revel Horwood.
One. Oh,
that is harsh. Other people would like to give you one, Cass, I'm sure. Now, if you'd like
Amanda Keller.
Single and available.
Well done, mate.
So the personalised number plates, is it cool and authentic or is it wankery? Let's go around the room.
Wankery.
Wankery.
Never been cool.
Not cool at all. Don't do it.
No.
Unless it's related to a business.
No.
Is that okay?
No.
Yeah, love that.
That's okay.
No.
If you get a number plate that says like Ask Guy or something like that, no. No.
If you're a proctologist with Ask Guy, I'm into that.
Because I feel like our Jeeps, the Black Thunders, are 2 day 1, 2 and 3.
That's fine.
That's okay. That has a purpose.
Wait a second. Have we renamed the M. Russiano the Ash London yet?
It's a good question.
I'm going to need to ask our boss that.
Black Thunder, has it been renamed the Ash London?
And that's our boss.
He's taken the name.
Names
off.
Are gone.
And you know, the names are off it. And you know that how we sometimes have to take a portaloo? Is that still called the Rove? Not empty, that. It stinks.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for Tradieoke.
So good,
isn't
it?
One of the great openers.
This just fills me with so much joy. We kicked this off last week. This is the premise, guys. If you are a tradie and you find yourself on the work site, singing it out, sounding good, loving the sound of your own voice, this is the segment for you. Give us a call on 13 10 60 and have the chance to sing your heart out so the whole city can enjoy the beauty of your vocal cords.
And, let's just say, Grant, that the quality is allowed to be mixed.
Yeah. You don't have to be a recording artist level vocalist.
Nah. Just a bit of fun, mate. Just a bit of fun. And I don't think we could have kicked off in any better fashion than we did last week.
Yes, Michael.
Michael the plumber doing Britney Spears. All right, the mic is yours, mate.
I'll be the baby. How was I supposed to know? Something wasn't right, yeah. I'm a confess.
Yeah, mate.
My loneliness. Killing me now. Hit me, baby, one more time. Yeah.
It's a commitment, right? He was so passionate about Britney.
But what that should show you that the competition's within reach, no matter of your level or ability.
Absolutely right, mate.
And if you're thinking, why should I call up? Why should I sing for all benefit of Sydney? Well, you do it. We could hook you up with dinner and send you to
Charlie?
The movies.
Chuggle Charlie's? Yeah. Okay, I went there last week.
Mm-hmm.
I had the cauliflower bake. It was equal parts cream cheese and collie. I would get whatever the voucher is, that much worth of the cauliflower bake.
Just go for the roast chook.
Yeah. Wow. You can also have chicken.
The cauliflower chips. Cauliflower bake is
something
very good.
Nice. Yeah.
That's the main reason for going there.
So, okay.
Dinner.
All right, tradies, if you love cauliflower, have we got a competition for you? If you're into legumes, this is the station for you.
Char Grilled Charlie's, home of Sydney's freshest chicken, chips, and salads, and whatever that cauliflower mess is. If you want dinner there and tickets to the movies, you are a tradie. Look, if you can sing, great. If you can't sing, but you love to perform, even better. Yeah. Tradeyoki, we do it next. So call us 13 10 60.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for Tradeyoki.
We are calling upon the tradies of Sydney who can either sing really incredibly or just want to get on the radio and try and win a free dinner. We do a brand new segment. It's called Tradeyoki. You just sing a song for us and we could not only pay for dinner at Char Grilled Charlie's, but a whole bunch of movie tickets as well. So if you want to do it 13, 10, 60, for example, Grant Denny.
Yeah.
Wait, first of all, what trade do you do?
I'm a carpenter.
Beautiful. Right. Go for it, mate.
And your song?
Boom, Boom, Shake, Shake the Room by Will Smith.
Not the title. Or
called.
Don't get technical.
The artist either, really.
It's just how it's, Prince.
It's how DJ, the song Jesse is known.
Anyways, this is the song.
Okay, here we go. All right, one more time. Boom, shake, shake, shake the room. Tick, 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 boom. Yo, back up now and give the brother room. The fuse is lit and it's about to go boom. Mercy, mercy, mercy me. My life is a cage, but on stage I'm free. Psyched up, wild up, ready for wilding. Yep. Standing in a crowd of girls like an island. I see the seal, wanna see, come here, cutie. I flip her around and then I rock that booty.
Work the body, work the body. Slow down, girl, you're about to hurt somebody.
Please start this. Kenny Loggins,
okay.
Footloose, anything.
I think
I had like another few minutes.
Passion was very good.
But that's what we're after. We want you to be committed to the performance regardless of your vocal ability.
So you don't need to know the melody, the lyrics,
or the words,
the words, or be good at singing.
Are you a tradie? Do you want to score free dinner? Tradeyoki, we do it next. Our number 13, 10, 60.
You're a tradie and you're good at karaoke. Call us now for Tradeyoki.
It's such a fun, fun game that we play every Tuesday now. We get all the tradies of this gorgeous town and give them a proper platform to show off their vocal skills. Because, you know, the worksite isn't enough. What? Some passers-by might hear you, a couple of the other blokes on the tools, but Daniel in Mortdale, 21 years old, is going to kick us off. Now, what is your trade, darling?
I'm a cabinet maker.
Oh, sick. Making cabinets all day, every day. And what is your song of choice?
Black and Gold by Sam Sparrow.
Oh, that's a good track.
I'm saying, from your that one, from your speaking voice, Daniel, I think you're going to be a good singer.
Yeah. It's good graveliness in there, you know.
It's also not even 7 o'clock in the morning, so voice isn't that warm.
That's all right. Clear out the sawdust and go for it.
Take it away,
Dan. When the fish swam out of the ocean and grew legs and they started walking, and the apes climbed down from the trees and grew tall and they started talking. And the stars fell out of the sky and the tears rolled into the ocean. Now I'm looking for a reason why you even set my world into motion. Because if you're not really here, then the stars don't even matter.
That's not bad.
That was great, Daniel.
That's really good.
And that was such a good throwback that it was just nice to hear it being sung, you know.
It's a good track.
It's a great track.
Really good, timeless track.
As someone who doesn't believe in that, I know that God created the world.
Don't think a fish did walk out of the ocean?
The first day God created the heavens and the earth.
My mum is going to be so happy listening to this.
That's the version we sing at Hillsong, baby.
Dylan from Castle Hill, good morning to you, mate. What is it you do?
Morning, mate. Singing a bit of the K-Stan Cold Chisel. Put the hammer down.
Are you at work right now, buddy?
Yeah, I'm at work and all this guy just keeps playing the hammer and he knows I'm about to sing.
Okay. Tell him to shut up. The stage is yours. Give us your best, Jimmy Dylan.
No worries. Ready for it? I left my heart to the chapel's round key stand. And so with my cigarette to the black mark man. I've had the Vietnam cold turkey from the ocean to the silver city. And it's only all the vets could understand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Outside the studio up dancing as well.
Raised the Australian flag on the flagpole here, mate. I
got a Southern Cross tattoo during that.
Yeah.
Dylan,
I got drunk with Shannon Null just then.
Short fact about that. That song was written by Don Walker. He wrote it in Sweetheart's Cafe in King's Cross, which is now McDonald's. So every time you're going home from a night at King's Cross and you're in McDonald's, that's where K-San was written. Let's move on.
It wasn't written.
You get a ding for that as
Vietnam?
Well. Good fact.
Okay. Yeah.
Mick in Campbelltown, good morning. What's your trade, brother?
I'm just a plumber.
Just a plumber. Mate. You're not just a plumber. You're an everyday life-saving hero.
You keep this city ticking, mate. We appreciate it. We can't live without you. Thanks for the wonderful work that you do every day, buddy. What's your song?
Cheers, guys. It's Everybody by Backstreet Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
All right. Take it away, Mick.
Everybody. Watch your body right. Backstreet's back. All right.
Backstreet's back. And it's backed up. Backed up Backstreet.
Until he gets that plunger into the thing and then clears it out.
Tell from DY's bringing us home. Now, Tell, you've set yourself a task. Yeah. What are you doing today, Tell?
I'm doing Bohemian Rhapsody.
By one of the greatest vocalists of all time, Freddie Mercury.
That's up there in the register, Tell.
Yep. I'll give it a go.
All right. If it's your favourite, go for it, mate.
Okay. Is this the real life?
From the start. The slow bit.
Is this just fantasy?
Song's 9 minutes long.
Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality.
Oh, I'm going to go get a drink.
Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy. 'Cause I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low. Anywhere the wind blows doesn't really matter to me.
Ding,
ding,
ding.
To me. Ding, mama. Just killed a man.
Part 2 of 10.
Put a gun against his head. No. Put the trigger, now he's dead. Mama.
Let him keep going.
Life has just begun.
Change key. Come I respect on. That.
Keep it going.
I'm good. Yeah. I'm good.
There we go.
That was amazing.
I'm good. Everybody wins. You reckon? Everybody wins?
All right, so much fun.
Everybody
done.
I love karaoke.
Done.
You guys are legends.
Oh.
What are they getting, MC?
Everybody's off to Char Grill Charlie's, home of Sydney's freshest chicken, chips and salad. It's 7:01 Today FM Breakfast.
Get extra laughs when you download and subscribe to the Today FM Breakfast podcast. Search Today FM Breakfast on your favourite podcast app or head to todayfm.com.au now.
Today FM's Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks. Come on, come on, come on, let me show you what it's all about.
7:08 Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London. $10,000 lined up. Let's give it away with Alpha Bucks.
Let's see if we can give it away to Shannon from Bexley. Good morning to you, Shannon. I understand you've got a little bub. How old?
She's 5 months. Hello.
And that's... what's her name?
Her name's Madison.
And what would you like to do?
We would like to take her for a holiday to meet her New Zealand family.
Oh, great. And New Zealand's not so far away that it's going to cost you $1 billion. So
no, exactly. That's it.
3 hours by plane? Oh, that's about it. Let's see if we can get little Maddie over to see her family right now. You've got 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter B today.
Okay.
B for ballroom, $100 for every question you get right. 10 grand if you can get them all. Best of luck. Here we go.
Okay, great.
Name a chocolate bar.
Boost.
A European country.
Brazil.
Shoe brand.
Pass.
A dog breed.
Bulldog.
A makeup brand.
Pass.
An appliance brand.
Breville.
Instrument.
Bass.
Sydney Beach.
Bondi.
Music group.
Beatles.
Australian band. Sorry. No, no.
Give her the last question again, Grant.
Australian island. Was the question.
He was up till midnight. Australian island.
Oh, Australian island.
Yeah, bam. Sorry.
Yeah, no.
She's happy to admit she wasn't going to get that. That was an amazing effort, Shannon. You got in such a roll towards the end there.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
$500 is what you got, Shannon.
Good on you,
girl. Thank you so much.
Start planning that trip. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
We'll do it again tomorrow as well. Every single morning, $10,000 you could win it with Alpha Bucks.
Up next, a bit of Dancing with the Stars. Graham, we'll go behind the scenes because there was someone's boobs ruined their dance.
yes.
That's all we need to hear now.
Called the Hunchback of Notre Dame, and she explained why.
It was a big night last night. I got to bed early and I can't speak English, and you got into bed after midnight after hosting the return of Dancing with the Stars. So proud of you, mate.
Thanks, man. It was such a good night. It kicked off with just the right tone. Miguel Maestre walked out, had so much fun with it. Dancing.
He's a laugh, mate. He's good fun.
Not so perfect, but just good vibe. You know what I mean?
He was doing the pelvic thrusting and the... And he pulled his sleeve out at the end. He had a fake tattoo.
It was a bit of fun, wasn't it?
It was so fun.
But it's all about the bodies, mate.
You're talking about Courtney Act? Is that what you're talking about?
I'm talking about
Courtney.
Can dance.
Lordy, lordy.
Pin goals, by the way. Jet Kenny was a bit of a standout for many, many reasons. His shirt was unbuttoned. That was one of the standout reasons. This is a human who's clearly handcrafted by God.
Yeah, he looks good.
We're all handcrafted by God, Grant.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's a very good point. Why did he do a better job on him than me? He had a sharper chisel, clearly. And it had quite a profound effect on the judges, too.
Greg. Stiff, stiff, stiff. And not, darling, in a good way.
Yeah, sure. I could almost see it popping out the top of his shirt when Craig was talking about it.
Is he gay?
Craig.
He's theatrical.
He is out of control.
Man of the theatre.
Yeah. that was a stunning performance. But one of the great laughs of the night, and there was a lot of fun dances, but I think the win goes to Denise Scott, the much-loved Australian comedian, who said she was at a distinct disadvantage than everyone else. Namely, she's got arthritis in two knees and one ankle.
Oh, dear.
But she had another problem that everyone picked up.
Posture was poor. It was very Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Craig, you try having these size breasts, like really, and getting your leg up.
Well,
at
darling,
a bar
I've done. I have done several of those things.
Now he is talking about having strap-on boobs, like fake ones. And can I just say, as a woman that does have breasts, life is really hard sometimes with these things flopping off the front of you.
Yeah, right.
Is it really? And men are like, but boobs are great. I love boobs. If I have boobs, I just play with them all day.
No, I never do that. That's a step too far.
But they can be very heavy. Like I used to have F-cup boobs, believe it or not.
Oh, my God.
I got up to an F because I was a bit bigger and I wasn't very fit. And I had back problems, always had headaches. You could never get a bra that was remotely sexy. They all looked like bloody, what are these things called? The vests that you can't move in.
Or two parachutes on the front.
It was like a straight jacket. So ugly, and they like dug into your So boobs are a real problem.
So you're saying what Denise is saying is right. She was hunched over dancing because of the sheer weight of the mass at the front.
Of course. So there'll be many women listening going, yes, amen, Denise. No one understands. And they get in the way. Like my friend Alison once, we were in middle school, she developed early, mm-hmm. and we had to do this dance, right? It was a swing dance in front of the whole school, and her parents had come to see the performance. And she had to wear a strapless bra, which is not easy when you're a big-breasted lady. Oh,
yeah.
And her partner did this spin. He spun her around, and as he spun her, her top came down because the strapless bra was weighing down and everyone saw her boobs.
Centrifugal force.
Yeah, just, and her parents were there. Yeah, her dad looked like he was about to die.
No.
Boobs get in the way, guys.
Do they get in the way? Sort of like what Mrs. Doubtfire style. You know when they catches fire while she's cooking in the kitchen?
Not a real woman.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that.
I'll take it, though. And that is are we going to do this? Is this the question we're asking?
Yeah. Do your boobs get in the
do
way?
Do your boobs get in the way?
Yeah, maybe they do. Have you had an incident?
Have you had an incident? Just share it with the people. Denise Scott was on Dancing with the Stars last night, did a great job, but the mean judge is a Craig.
Yeah, Craig.
Kind of shot her down with this feedback.
Posture was poor. It was very Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Craig, you try having these size breasts. Like, really? And getting your leg up.
Well,
at
darling,
a bar
I've done. I have done several of those things.
Now, as a woman who grew up with large boobs, still got, but I've managed to get them down a bit, I know how hard it is, especially when you're a teenager, because they get in the way.
They can be
really annoying. And we're taking your calls on 131060. Annika is kicking us off. You're just 15 years old and already they're in the way, my love.
Yeah.
So what kind of activities are they inhibiting?
At work, I've knocked over customers' drinks.
Oh, my God.
You poor thing.
And do you get the whole thing where people are like, you know, my mum used to say, one day they'll come in handy, and, you know, but you're like, I don't care. I just want to live a normal life.
Yes.
Oh, darling.
You should see me Irish dancing. It's a problem.
You need to wear a sports bra to do any activity, Annika?
Any.
Oh, babe. Well, I'm 17 years older than you, and I can say, hashtag, it gets better. I mean, pray for Annika. Emma in Kirrawee, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
So, first of all, how big are the breastises?
They're double D's, but I've had two kids, so they're kind of around my knee length at the moment.
And how are they causing you trouble, Emma? What are they getting in the way of?
Oh, I believe I really could be a good pool player, but every time I go to play pool at the pub, every time I go to shoot a ball, my breasts will shoot it in a completely opposite direction.
So you're trying to push the ball around with the cue, but they're sending him in the other direction. You poor thing.
I'll aim for one hole and my boobs will push him in the opposite hole.
It still goes in.
Oh, Emma is a legend.
Fantastic.
Jess in Casula. Now, you've got a specific problem that only big boob ladies will understand. What size are we talking here, Del?
So at the moment I'm a D, but I used to be a GH.
Oh,
so that was a bit
I've
much.
Never just, I've never heard of G and H in my life.
Yeah.
My goodness.
I have a full hunch at the moment, constant, doesn't go. But when I used to sleep, like sleeping on my stomach, you have to prop your chest up with your forearms so they don't dig in, they don't hurt.
That used to happen to me, and you'd wake up with numb arms sometimes.
So you're
just, it's horrid.
So
yeah,
you're
it's plank, really, really
you're
bad.
Sort of, you're like in the plank position while you're trying to sleep.
And
you sort of wedge them together and, you just lean on your arms so they don't hurt.
And if you're laying on your back, I'd imagine that's a bit of weight on your chest, which would make it pretty hard to breathe while you're sleeping.
Yeah, well, I'm always a chest sleeper. Like, I can't sleep on my back.
Yeah, me too.
So I just had to live with it. And you'd have to sort of, reposition everything so it didn't hurt.
Yeah, and then just when you go to the beach, if you want to lie down on the sand, you have to dig a trench for your boobs and place your boobs in the trench so that you can lie down comfortably.
Boob trench?
A boob trench.
I've never seen that on Bondi Rescue.
Copyright Ashland.
You've never done one for your groin when you lie down on the sand face down? No, I'm serious.
You're not building a trench for your...
No one believes that.
We're gonna finish with Talise in Campbelltown. Good morning, Talise.
Good morning.
Now, what happened? When did your boobs get in the way? What happened, babes?
So all the bloody time, but
Specifically at school, I was mortified. We had to do mandatory swimming in Year 7. And I had like a boot tube on, but I had it tied to the top. Anyway, they make us jump in the pool. I jump in the pool and they come out straight away. I'd get my girlfriend like, please help me.
Help me for the love of God.
At least you won't drown.
Yeah, big boobs are no good. You can't wear boob tubes. You can't wear those tops. You've got to have straps. And people say, just wear a strapless bra. And I'm like, gravity does not work with a strapless bra.
Now, we're being told by our producers that you once weighed your boobs live on air, yeah. Ash London.
Yeah, I did.
And what did they weigh?
1.1 kilos each. That's 2.2 kilos on the front. And I'm not a big girl.
You'd have to take like those Coles bags, you know, like
pretty much
the recycling ones.
Pretty much, yeah. Tough. I just hold them up often.
Carry it around.
Just have the exercise. I just hold
a boob
them
in each one.
Yeah. The only way to get more Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalier, and Ash London is to subscribe to the podcast. Head to todayfm.com.au now.
Everyone keeps telling me about the Netflix documentary, The Fire Festival.
Make you so angry. You'll punch the screen.
It's about a music festival that completely failed. And one of the driving forces behind it, Ash, was the rapper Ja Rule. And TMZ's cornered him at an airport the other day.
That's their specialty, isn't it? They love an airport cornering. Yeah,
you don't hang near the baggage claim in LA.
In and out, mate.
And asked Ja Rule whether or not he's watched the documentary.
Hey, I wonder, have you seen either of those documentaries out?
I haven't watched them yet.
You haven't? Do you think you'll ever get around to?
Maybe.
They're very popular, you know.
I lived it, man. I ain't got to watch it.
I was there, bro. Yeah, yeah.
As he scampers away, there's a guy in jail as yes. part of this.
It's hectic.
Millions and millions of dollars lost. But the star of the documentary is one of the organisers, a legendary music festival promoter,
yeah.
who when the water was stuck at Bahamas Customs, his name is Andy King, he was willing to do this to get it out.
Will you suck to fix this water problem? He said, Andy, if you will go down and suck Cunningham's who's the head of customs, and get him to clear all of the containers with water, you will save this festival.
He is the breakout star of these memes the worldwide for this guy. His name is Andy King. He joins us on the line, Grant.
Andy King, did you ever think that you'd have this level of notoriety?
Never. Never in my life.
Mate, watched this. Everyone watching it was like, I mean, I don't know about, I had to rewind it four times to properly, when the words are even coming out of your mouth and you're retelling the story, are you still thinking to yourself, did this shit happen?
Oh my gosh. Well, let me tell you, when I first told the story, I thought and said, I know you're not going to air this in the movie. And I continued to tell it. Once they told me, oh my gosh, that was phenomenal, I went back and said, you have to pull it. And they said, Andy, we can't. It makes the entire movie. I said, oh no. This is going to be my claim to fame? No, please.
Andy, because Andy, you're a really respected producer of events. Like, you're working on stuff for the Oscars now. You've been in the game for a long, long time. This is, you know what I mean? Like, you've been a background guy who's always done a lot of, like, really hard work. And then this is what people know you for. Are people, like, yelling at you on the street? Hey, it's the water bottle guy.
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable. It's like the movie The Exorcist. I go into restaurants and people's heads spin around. It's unbelievable. The sidewalks of New York City, they just pull me aside. That's him. That's him. And I'm thinking, this is what I'm known for? Oh, no.
Is it better to be known for something than nothing, though, in this world?
Well, I mean, I've become the hero. It's unbelievable. My appeal is to millennials. It's to older people, younger people. You know, I mean, I'm referred to as the old guy. I'm like, oh, no, the old guy. It's incredible. It's incredible.
Surely it's been good for the your ability to pick up, right? I mean...
Well, you know, it's funny. I was never a social media person. It was just never part of my day. And now I arrived at my farm this past Sunday. All the pipes have burst. Everything's frozen. The floors have buckled. I take one photograph. I post it. I get 10,000 new followers in 1 hour.
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, but they're expecting payment, though, yeah. So,
like a really gorgeous plumber rocks up in short shorts.
To fix it.
Where's the babe? I will fix for you.
No, what, where is that gorgeous plumber in the short shorts? I'm waiting.
How? Surely you can commercialize this golden opportunity. How? These gifts. You know, surely there's not a water company that's coming to you saying, you know, hey, we're Fiji Water. Or, you know, our new slogan is worth sucking for. Like, do these proposals happen?
Oh, they're happening. Yeah, I have two water companies that have lined up. I'm doing a cameo in a movie the first week of March. I've had three television networks approach me for shows. It's unbelievable. I'm a guest speaker at a big conference in Scotland. I'm now a guest speaker at another big conference in L.A., one in New York. But hopefully I don't have to just continue to talk about oral sex. Hopefully
yeah. Well, you're the only person in this film that comes off well. Like, by the end of it, so I was left thinking, these idiots, like everyone, it's everybody's fault. Like you know, I was angry at everybody, and yet somehow I was like giving you a clap, which is ridiculous. So it's part of you like, phew, like, you know, I've kind of gone out of this unscathed.
Well, you know, I mean, I won't lie. It was the most taxing 9 weeks of my life. I mean, and as I said in the movie, I would run these meetings every day for 400 people. And I would walk out of the meeting and burst into tears on my terrace going, holy shit, am I really going to pull this off? But every day, I mean, you guys know, when you're producing any big concert or any big event, there's always things that go wrong. But in my 30 years, when that curtain goes up, everything looks perfect. And this was the first time that things were far from perfect. Oh, my God.
Well, we are chatting to Andy King, the infamous, how you say, sucker of the... You know what I mean.
And willing to do anything.
The customs water releaser.
Yes, from Fyre Festival. And we've got more to chat to you about, Andy. You're going to tell us about the worst thing you saw at Fyre Festival. Can you stick around, mate?
Oh, yeah.
By now, we've all heard about Fyre Festival. They called it the greatest festival that never happened. It's a documentary on Netflix. Now, we've got Andy King on the phone still, who's one of the event organisers. And if you can imagine, millions has been spent to create a festival on an island in the Bahamas, and it's all going wrong. Andy, what's the worst thing that you saw?
I think a major storm came in, and it created havoc all over that island. And that next morning, the morning before all of the attendees were to arrive, I drove through the village at 5 o'clock in the morning, sick to my stomach, when I saw half of the tents had blown over, all of the bedding was wet, all the carpet was ruined. At that point, I thought, there is no way we're going to make this work. It was totally heartbreaking.
There is no way Kendall Jenner's coming back for this. Andy King.
Well, it's pretty funny now. With my new social media fame, I feel like I've got more power than the Kardashians.
Anybody watching this show, Andy King is the kind of bloke you would want on your team. I think that surely watching your enthusiasm for the event and your will to want to make it work is incredible. You must be being headhunted by so many people right now because they were extraordinary levels.
Well, it's amazing that I'm now this meme, which of course I thought were memes, but being this meme around the world of, you know, the ultimate team player.
Yes,
the
you
king
are.
Of loyalty, you know, and I'm thinking, but, you know, if we can demonstrate as older people and have the younger generation think it's cool to say, hey, you got to work your butts off. You've got to work hard. You've got to do what it takes to make something happen, then do it. But do you have to go that far, and does it take knee pads? Not usually.
Billy McFarland really was the mastermind behind it all. We don't, like, you know, people are saying he could face jail. Have you spoken to him? Has there been any contact?
I haven't spoken to Billy since he's been in jail. And I have been in touch with his girlfriend, and I know she's in touch with him all the time. So I think he's faring okay. And, you know, at the end of the day, he's a young boy, a young guy that made a lot of mistakes. And he probably will come out of jail and start a few more companies and make lots of money again.
It's a mental, as far as I'm concerned, he's got a mental illness. Watching it, he is not in a normal state of mind. And he really does, I don't think he's trying to be mean and cheat people. I think he believes his own hype. He believes that these things are going to work and that he has the right to make money. It was incredulous to watch.
Well, me as mentor to Billy for many years, I was in shock to watch the film and see the last part where he continued on to another business, taking money from people. I couldn't believe it.
There's one final bit that makes you a hero too, mate, is the fact that you're raising money to pay off all the labourers who were left high and dry. So good on you, mate. You're an absolute champion.
Thank you. Well, that was the whole reason for doing the documentary, was to try to create a vehicle to pay everybody back. Because as I alluded to in the movie, I was heartbroken. I got smuggled out of the Bahamas on a private plane. We waited till after dark. I was hiding in the back of a pickup truck. We drove out onto the runway and off I went. And I felt pretty badly. But as all my advisors said, Andy, you're not Mother Teresa and you are not going to fix this thing now.
All right, Andy, thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome, guys. And thanks for the positive shout out.
And to hear the entire chat, you can get it now on our Instagram. We are at Today FM Breakfast. Andy King, one of the organisers of the failed Fyre Festival.
Okay. So last night, Dancing with the Stars was on. Grant Daniel, you and Amanda Keller did a great job.
Thank you.
And then you have, that's one showbiz wife you have. You have a sort of showbiz threesome in here every morning with Ash London and I.
Giddy up.
But your main partnership in life is with your beautiful wife, Shezzy Denyer, who joins us in the studio. Morning, Shez.
Good morning.
How are you going?
I'm well.
Now you've made sure that Grant's had a smoothie and a water.
And an omelette. So cute. And she was eating the omelette. Come on, Dad, have some of the omelette. You need some omelette.
Why do you feed him?
Feed her.
But it's weird that you feed him like a baby bird that you chew and then
regurgitated into my mouth.
Yeah. We all find it a bit awkward. And if you're going to do that, just use the bathroom, maybe. Yeah.
But you guys are a great couple. And today is
our wedding anniversary.
Year?
9 years.
Kiss.
9 years.
Kiss. That was yesterday.
Yes,
sorry. Grant said, you said something out of school a little while ago about you and your wife. Remember? You said you hadn't.
Oh, I had sex for a little while.
Oh, no. Don't embarrass Jessie.
That's not my choice. That was environmental because of the kid situation where they never leave us alone, so we're never in private to be able to do it.
Oh, we should stop talking about that.
I know we should, but we won't. But now, have we, since we've spoken about it, has it happened?
We had one attempt.
How'd we go?
Oh, I'm so embarrassed because so many people come up and talk to me about this.
Jesus.
I feel like the world knows.
We pitched the tent with the doona.
We had a great time.
And we tried to do it under there, and then the kids ran into the room and jumped on top of on the doona.
But after that, have we had that?
Yes.
We have.
Yay!
You're so proud of us, guys.
I'm so proud of you. We're all in it with you. I'm really happy for you guys having... I don't know how to non-awkwardly. I feel so like I should not be part of this conversation. I'm with you, Shezzy. I wish we'd never brought it up. Because now I'm imagining you guys having sex.
Oh,
I was just letting Sydney do that for a moment.
Pause is creepy. Right, text in the position you had. So what do you want us to do?
But marriages can be tough. And this is a chance to say in an open forum, in an honest place, perhaps something that you might like to change about the other person. So it's a game of three things I'd change about you.
Not three things I love about you.
What did you do?
No. I thought would be the right thing to do.
No, that's boring. Boring. Valentine's Day.
Let's go one for one. Grant, you start. What would you change about your beautiful wife?
I would change the fact that when you get drunk, you get into bed and in your sleep you chew off all your nails and then they're just sort of scattered through the bed and I wake up like slashed by a thousand razors.
Really?
That's hurtful.
We're off to a good start.
That doesn't happen all the time.
Your turn, Shezzy. Get back in. Get back in.
Okay.
All right, nails. Yep. Well, I wish you were more hygienic and didn't clip your nails all over my bathroom sink, occasionally leaving them in my toothbrush.
Oh, yeah. No. What's a nail-related issues at the Denyer household?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I wish that you wouldn't have awkward conversations with your mum in front of me.
Example?
Because when she declared... to keep your husband happy, Cheryl, you need to keep their bellies full and their balls empty. That I didn't need to hear from your mother.
She's going to die.
Although I'm really thankful you said it.
This is going to be hard to beat for Shezzy.
Okay. I wish that you didn't have hairy ears. So I didn't have to organise ear waxing for you because every time you get angry at me because it really hurts.
Ear waxing.
How much hair is there?
That's very ethnic.
I'm not like I'm 75. There's like one blonde, like wisp.
All right, Grant, last one.
All right, I wish you would kind of change your aversion to putting locks on our bedroom door so we could get it on. So I can show you how much I love you. I want to show you the full length of my love.
Oh, here we go.
Oh. Give him a bump on, please. Yeah.
You're better than that.
Repeatedly.
Okay.
You get a second.
Monday to Friday.
No, stop it.
Okay, well, I could probably tell you why I don't want to put a lock on the bedroom door.
Oh, Jesus.
Because I don't love your obsession to, I can't say the word fart, but pop off in bed and then pull the covers over my head laughing.
What? Dutch ovening.
He is honestly 15 years old,
isn't
he?
At your age.
Makes me laugh even when you
say it. Oh my gosh! Who love a Dutch oven?
No, me, I don't
gross.
Love it.
No, but my hair Chessy smells.
My hair smells.
When you got poo particles in your hair, it's gone gross. Too far.
It's called a poo worm.
That's what 9 years brings you guys. Look forward to it, Ash.
Can't wait. Yeah, great.
Got stuff to do, but don't want to miss any of Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli, and Ash London. Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
We'll give you a Husey. Every afternoon from 4:30 with Kate Langbrook. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, appreciate that. It's a great day. You wouldn't want to be on any other station, honestly.
Yeah,
you're lovely.
What did you do? What were you doing last night, Husey?
Mate, I spent the night with Grant Denyer, basically.
Hey, yeah.
I entered Grant's world, and Grant's world is fun. It's dancing, it's laughs, it's scoring, it's nasty judges. Absolutely. It's all I want out of my Monday night.
He's describing MKR. Now, mate, Grant Denyer, during Dancing with the Stars, obviously, did you say you got a message?
I did. Husey sent me a lovely message saying, "You're nailing it, mate. It's a hit. I'm putting my reputation on it."
I smell a hit. I honestly do. This is going to, I don't know what the number will be, Grant. No one knows now, but I know it'll be good.
Do you know what I smell? I smell a rat. Hughes, because I not on that. I'm segueing because I something came up on the Insta and on your show, one of your rants. Let's hear it, shall we?
Where the stickies go? Someone's stolen the stickies. Where are the stickies?
Everyone wants the stickies.
I've got the stickies. Stand down. Oh. I found the stickies.
That's a panicked human.
I need you to tell me, mate, what the hell is a sticky?
Oh, Ash, you need to go into Coles right now and spend $30 so you can get your own sticky. You know, so that's what you need to do.
I
heard a brand name and a price.
Yeah, all right. You got to come clean. You're being paid by Coles.
Oh, I am not being individually paid by Coles.
Individually. So you and Kate are being paid by Coles.
No, we are. Our show is being sponsored by Coles. And
you're getting
in particular,
a kickback. You're
not getting.
You're getting a sling. Come on,
me talking, me talking Coles stickies basically pays your wage as well. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, so, we're still paying Rove too. So, mate,
I find it very interesting, though, Cav, that you are pointing the finger here and outing someone on radio for just trying to feed their kids. Really, because
feed everyone's kids.
Exactly,
your future kids.
He's the man of the people.
Yeah,
he's thinking of little Sadie, my future daughter. Oh, you've got a girl, my future Sally. Sally, my future daughter, she loves muesli bars.
She loves muesli
bars.
She
needs to
don't forget we're not selling muesli bars, guys. Stickies are fruit and vegetable.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to point the finger because
you sold
lamb.
You sold lamb from Red Rooster. Who goes to Red Rooster for lamb?
Well, not enough people. Weird. That's why it stopped.
I mean, it wasn't just lamb. I believe once I was watching the telly and I was happy with my car, the car that I had, but then an ad came on and I was like, maybe I need a Toyota.
Yeah, I remember.
The Toyota Corolla is loved around the world. Ascent Sport has sleek European style. 7-inch touchscreen.
Now, I believe that went to air, and what Husey's saying on behalf of the show and our, the kids, our future children's children. Now, Grant, did you get any kickbacks? Did you see a check from Toyota?
I don't think I got anything. Not even a free wheel nut.
Husey, did you get anything from Toyota?
No, I didn't.
Kickbacks?
But I mean, I know I love the fact that Ed was supporting that great brand. But I mean, with a Corolla, mate, your head would have to go through the sunroof. I mean, it's
we did have some trouble filming the ad, but let's not go that because you've got form here. My favourite of all time of your, you've done a billion ads. My favourite of all was when you did a Zoot review and you and your best friend Georgie Parker, which is casually hanging out in your living room, and this was what happened.
Guzzi, yes. I understand that the Samboy chips are back. Is that good news for Australians?
Oh, it is for Australians who love chips. Now I think they're Australian owned. Everything stays here. Yeah. Something about Samboy takes me to a happier place.
Okay, Samboy takes me to a happier place.
It really did. It was the most natural interview I've ever done. It was like, I didn't even know the cameras were rolling.
Didn't you?
We were just hanging out in the afternoon. I was like, what the hell? There was cameras on.
You're so committed. You're just so committed. Like, you own it every time, and I think it's a beautiful thing. And it does take me back to the moment when the big Powerball jackpot was going off, and I was thinking to myself, can't I part with $30 to buy a lotto ticket? And up Husey comes with $120 worth of lotto tickets, hoping to win the Millie. Like, you love to make money, Husey. You love it. You live for it.
To win it. And as I say to my wife as I leave the house for the 14th time for the day to do some work, you can never have enough money, honey.
and that is it. Tonight, Husey, We Have a Problem is back at 8:30 on Channel 10. Look at this, Husey. Our pathetic producers are writing in our box. They want me to do a winner-winner chicken dinner. I didn't do that. I just said winner-winner because we were selling lamb, not chicken, which was the whole problem.
Wait a sec. We'd have something. We'd have something in there, wouldn't we, MC? Come on, give us a bit of KFC. You know, we've got it. It's there.
I didn't do KFC. I did do KFC as well, actually.
So you should. So you should be proud of it, guys. You know, communism didn't work, people.
Okay, we got this one.
Hey, it's Ed Cavalier. Pizza Hut's new family treat box.
I forgot about that one.
It's each fast food chain.
Yeah. I forgot about that one.
Hey, Husey, we have a problem tonight, Channel 10. Husey, thank you, mate.
Hi there, guys.
10 to 9, Today FM.
Dancing with the Stars last night, mate. We've spoken a bit about it today, but it was great. It was a lot of fun. You and Amanda, great job. We've said all that a number of times.
Yeah.
Now, this new judge, he's Australian guy, but his name's Craig
Revel Hallwood.
He's Australian?
Yeah, he's sort of like the sort of nasty judge. And I thought the same thing, Lundo.
He's English, fancy Englishman.
He sounds so posh, but I just want to play you his intro because you've got to listen carefully to what Amanda says, where he's from.
He is the boy from Ballarat. And for the last 16 years, he's been a judge on the UK version of this show, Strictly Come Dancing. It's Craig Revel Hallwood.
Okay. I'm afraid we're staggering about lost and drunk at a party, darling.
Oh, come on.
The best part for me was when you fell on the floor at the end. Your hands were a bit like cricket bats, actually, darling. They were very flat.
Right.
Well, Ballarat is regional Victoria, we should remind our listeners.
Yeah. Grant Denyer, you're from the country.
Yep.
How is he speaking like that? Why does he sound like Prince Philip?
It's not ochre enough, is it? Yeah, I don't know where it's come from. It was a shock to us, and that's the reason why we put Ballarat in his intro, is to remind everyone, this toffee guy is actually one of our own.
He's bunging it on.
Absolutely.
I think so.
Lundo, you've seen this with people who, musicians, actors and stuff, they go to America for 6 months.
And they come back with a full-blown American accent. Yeah. Five Sauce is a great example. We love those boys. And they're a bit younger, but they've gone to LA and have come back with full-blown American accents. They're all like, you're from Baulkham Hills.
Well, this dude, he's done 16 seasons in the UK.
That's not enough sound like that.
You don't think so?
No.
Even a bit of theatre in the UK?
My Auntie Robin has lived in Bronte for like 35 years, still sounds Canadian.
Oh,
if Auntie Robin can do it, old mate Craig. His name's Craig, by the way.
Craig.
Craig-o.
Craig from Ballarat. Who is the clubhouse leader of changing their accent for a purpose?
I know where this is going.
Big story again yesterday. Michael. Actress. This is from the same grab. I have to stress this. Two bits from this. This is from the start of when she's going up and speaking to people because everyone's saying she sounds British now and she's been there for 8 months. This is from when she first walks out of the car.
Happy birthday.
And it's an American gal.
Oh, yeah.
This is
fresh off the plane.
Honestly, about 3 minutes later, speaking to somebody else.
Look at my sign. Did you make that for us? Thank you. I appreciate that.
Did you make that for us? Look at the little baby.
You're right. Did you catch the tube here?
She's getting more and more British. She's not a chimney sweep like you, but she's getting more and more British as she goes down the line.
But she has to. She's a princess, a duchess. You can't have an American duchess.
Yeah, she's making a run for the crown.
She's putting it on way too much. So there she gets out of the car, she's American. Halfway down, she sounds like that. By the time she
I'm not home on the stroke of six.
MC's fired off the audio too early. He's taken his headphones off.
All right, shall I just play traffic? Okay, good. Bye.
He's gone.
JFM Breakfast.
With Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalier, and Ash London.